Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be diving in headfirst into how an AI-powered lead capture software development company called LeadTruffle is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can use in order to implement AI for yourself. Before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today, I have with me Brian Shankman, the CEO and co-founder of LeadTruffle. LeadTruffle helps local businesses turn website visitors into phone calls into paying customers with 24/7 AI texting and voice. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Kyle, thanks so much for having me.
They're super thrilled about this conversation
Yeah.
today. So give us the breakdown. Like, how did LeadTruffle start? And like, what exactly do you do? Like, give us the full layout for everyone listening in.
Yeah, 100%. So LeadTruffle was a pivot out of a different company. For those that aren't familiar, local business typically encapsulates a lot of different things, but we started in the home services space. So think roofers, pest control, anyone that's going to come to your house and conduct a service, HVAC, plumbing, all that. And so we started in that space and we built a plugin for a big CRM in the space called Jobber and learned a lot of challenges around platform risk and being tied to just one CRM. Didn't have any AI in that platform. It was more of a traditional SMS and email marketing automation tool, but learned a lot around website conversion, how important the phone is for local businesses. And that led us into pivoting to LeadTruffle, which we officially launched in like January, so about 5 or 6 months ago. We recently went through an accelerator called Tiny Seed. If you're familiar with Rob Walling and MicroConf, it's a whole ecosystem where they do a startup accelerator. And really, the core of the product is, like you said, local businesses really have two core channels through which they get new customers. Number one is their website, which is getting traffic from Google and Facebook and all these disparate channels. And then the phone is super important. So we give local businesses AI tools specifically for texting and for the phone so they can convert more of that traffic into paying customers.
Wow. So, I mean, like, I would imagine, like, with local businesses too, like, that's the phone calls and then even the text messages. Like, I think the text message open rate's like something like 95%. You
Yes,
know what I
sir.
mean? And like, and then even still, like, when a phone call comes through to business, depending on what type of business they're doing, like, they may not be available or it might go to voicemail. And if they don't answer, they might call someone else. And I know that, so obviously, you guys are using AI over at LeadTruffle. I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. But before we dive more into that, why did you decide to start using AI in the first place? And what kind of challenges were you trying to solve with AI?
Yeah, I don't mean this to be pithy or trite, but it's like, when did you start trying to use a computer? You know, like what? It's like saying, like, why'd you start using a spreadsheet? Like, yeah, you could definitely balance your books on paper, but like, why
Yeah,
would you
why
ever do
would
that?
you?
You know, like, do you value your time and sanity? So it's almost, and I think I'm in a bubble. I'm a founder of an AI company and
Please,
yeah,
bubble,
no, I've
right?
always been very tech centric, but it's like, how are you not using AI? I
Yeah.
mean, it's just so obvious, like how helpful it is in so many ways. Both pers like, dude, I have a young daughter, I have a dog, I'm living in a single family home here in Austin for the first time. That comes up, a lot of questions and challenges come up, and it's like all of these life things you used to, like, for my entire childhood and adolescence and 20s, it was like just go to Google for it, and now I just like ChatGPT. Like, do I need to pay ahead of time to check the stroller for the flight Friday? And then ChatGPT like just knows the answer. And so it's like the answer to your question is like, I just started using AI because it was just so obviously helpful for me personally. And then business-wise, I could talk about a million different use cases for AI, but it just makes things that used to take weeks, take days, or even hours, especially the really routine, rote, repetitive data entry tasks, pulling in data from source A, combining it with source B, analyzing that data to answer questions you may have. It's just this amazingly powerful, flexible, and helpful tool. So I started using it just because it was so obviously beneficial to me personally and professionally.
And so like talking about the AI, I mean, like, you know, because there's so many, especially local businesses, right? Like they're just trying to get to that, that next dollar, that next sale, the next revenue for like, how was the daily sales for the day, right? Like they're not looking at AI. They're not probably diving in deep like many of us are. But like, what are some of the things that like, one, you're doing on the back end for the clients, right? Or for your people they're working with? And also like, are your clients, right, the small businesses, are they dabbling at all? Are you teaching them about AI? Like what exactly is the difference between kind of the two options there?
Yeah. So I think in a lot of ways, we're in this really interesting moment in time here in June of 2025, where AI, I think, is clearly here to stay, but it's still extremely nascent. And so a lot of business owners know that they should be leveraging AI. But, you know, if you're a guy who's been running an HVAC company for 20 years, like you may have just come around to the idea that you need a website and a CRM. And now there's this, you know, new scary thing called AI. So in a lot of ways, I do think what we're doing is not terribly revolutionary. Like we're doing some helpful things for these local business owners. But in a lot of ways, we're just kind of teaching them around the power of these tools. And so to answer your question, a lot of times the business owners we talk to, I'd say fall into two categories. One of them are like AI super users, and they're very familiar with AI. And we talk about which models we're using, and they have all these prompts written for ChatGPT. And they're really excited to see us bringing an application layer to their business. And then I'd say the other bucket is like the people who know that AI is important, but haven't really crystallize how they can use it to impact their business. And then we come along and like, oh, this makes sense. So you're saying if someone's on my website, I can have AI text back and forth with them and see what they need help with and then book the job. So I'll say those are the two core buckets we see.
Yeah. Was it like when you first founded Lee Truffle, like was AI already in the core of that when you founded it? Or was it like, hey, along the way, we decided to go ahead and implement it?
No. So we, you know, frankly, we were doing the other company called Tooldesk all through 24. And then around December of 24, decided to pivot for a couple of reasons. And we sat down and said, like, what do we know from this market? What are the challenges? And truly, one of the key priorities was to make it an AI first company, because just the time we're in, right? It's so new. It's so revolutionary. There is so many new use cases. And so to not build an AI first company felt silly at the time. So like, how can we help these local business owners leverage AI in a way that has a meaningful impact on their business? So yeah, 100% from day one of Lee Truffle was like, how do we make this AI first?
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, you mentioned like the phone calls coming in and like the text messaging back and forth. I think you even said it like it's kind of texting back and forth with some of the website visitors. Like what exactly is happening between the business owner, right, who's got a lead, a website visitor, or they're texting, right? Like how does that convert over into like a qualified lead into like, hey, this actually can turn into a customer that pays money to the business?
Yeah. So we're basically using AI across two core channels. Both are phone related, but one of them is text message, like literally SMS on your phone. And the other is live phone calls. And in both cases, those are existing mediums that people have been using for decades at this point, or in the case of the phone, like over 100 years. But thanks to OpenAI and Gemini, it's relatively easy and cheap to connect AI into those systems. And yeah, so the just very common mechanic is I'm on the website of Grotto Climbing and Yoga, or I'm on the website of Proving Plumbing, and there's a little widget that pops up and it says, hey, do you want an answer to your question immediately? We'll text you right now. Give us your phone number. The potential customer provides their phone number to the business. And then AI, the new technology we're here talking about, is good at having a conversation. You used to be able to do conversational marketing, if you remember, like Drift and Intercom, and a lot of these solutions had that, but it was very rigid. It was very keyword based, right? If the reply contains this keyword, then do this. If the reply contains that keyword, then do that. The beauty of AI is it can read what the person's saying and respond in a very thoughtful way. So yeah, the AI is just having a conversation, figuring out what that person needs, moving them through the funnel. And then every business is different. For some people, it's cool, come in and book your free trial at the gym, or hey, we'll have a tech out to service your AC tomorrow.
So it's almost like based on the type of business that like is using, right, or has a website and it's like wants to use the AI, like you can almost tailor that to be like, okay, what do you want it to be? Like what, because once you get that cell phone number and it's texting, that's a lead. And it's like, okay, what's the next step from there? Like are you trying to push them towards, hey, let's book a time, or hey, let's have you schedule a gym, you know, touring in the facility. Is that typically what you see, like it's kind of doing with each business? Or
yeah.
Is it very?
Yeah, that it's definitely. So I know we have AI junkies here in your audience, so I think they'll resonate
yeah,
with this.
Just a few.
We have like two core prompts. We have the system prompt and the user prompt. And so the system prompt is the same across our entire customer set. And it's basically giving the AI general instructions. Hey, you are effectively a sales rep or customer service rep for this local business. You're going to be getting inquiries from newer existing customers. The people may have questions. Your job is to answer all the questions that are asked in a thoughtful manner and move the lead through the sales cycle from initial inquiry to whatever that next step is. So that's the system prompt. That's the same across every single account. And then within LeadTruffle itself, there's the user prompt where the business owner can give more explicit instructions as to what it wants the AI to do, as well as there's contextual knowledge around the company, their pricing, their services, et cetera. And so each LeadTruffle agent is quite, they're similar in the fact that they're moving a lead typically from like stage A, B, C, D, but then the literal questions asked and all the information that's provided to the lead is quite different.
What types of, bringing on a couple of different clients and imagine different industries for the local businesses, what types of results have you, or really you and also maybe your clients have been seeing since implementing some of the application with LeadTruffle?
Yeah, we're about revenue, man. I mean, if we're able to charge someone $100 a month and they make $500 a month, like Sure. That's a good business. We're a business, right? At the end of the day, it's like we need to have a winning offer and proposition. And so we have a guy called the Auto Llama. Name's Daniel, great guy up in Cincinnati. He has a mobile brake repair business, and he sent us a screenshot from his bookkeeper and was able to attribute $10,000 in additional revenue booked through LeadTruffle. That's one example. Nice. Matt at Grotto Climbing and Yoga signed up, and within 3 days, he said he booked $1,000 in additional annual membership. So really our biggest enemy is leads gone cold. And if you've called a local business, you've had this experience. I've had this experience calling a Pilates studio here in Austin to get my wife a 3-pack. And no disrespect to these businesses. Like, I get it. They're constrained, man. Like, rent's through the roof. They're probably running it themselves or one or two other people. But like, you call these businesses and no one picks up. Like, it just happens all the freaking time. And I can't blame them. It is what it is, but like, it doesn't need to be that way. And so I'd say the biggest thing we focus on is like, hey, you have people that are interested in your business that you may not be acting on fast enough, and then they're calling the next result on Google. And so to your question, like, just getting those folks and turning them into paying customers is the biggest value prop.
Yeah, that's huge too, because especially like during busy times of the day, or even like on the weekends when staff is a little more limited. Like, you and I have both done it. Like, we've calling down, okay, let me get a quick list of like the possible business I want to work with, going down the line, calling them. And then the ones who don't answer, no voicemail, skip next. But the ones who do answer, or ideally get some sort of response to my answer, right, that I'm searching for, like, those are the ones that go to the next step. But for some of these smaller businesses, if they don't have the manpower, right, to have the mass staff and have someone answer the phones 24/7, then they are, like you're saying, Brian, like, they're missing out on revenue. And that's where like the AI comes into place, is to help fill in those gaps. So that way they can capture the revenue without it going cold and going to another local business.
Exactly. And like, I think important moment right now is like, there's this Luddite pushback on AI, as it's going to replace human beings and take away jobs. And, you know, the car took away horse carriage drivers, and like, these things do happen. Uber took away a lot of taxi driver jobs. Now, probably all of those jobs are going to be gone in 5-10 years time when it's all autonomous vehicles. So there's no doubt, like, there is job disruption that's going to be happening with AI. But the point of LeadTruffle is not to replace the human. Like, if I own Brian's bakery, I like cooking, one day maybe I'll open a bakery. No doubt me, Brian, picking up the phone to take that order is like the best thing possible. And like, if you're a local business owner, like, if you can and are able to pick up the phone, like, that's going to give you the best possible, typically, conversion rate, because you're the most charismatic, you're the most passionate, you know the business better than anyone else. So the AI is not a replacement for that. And then second, if you can have a highly trained employee pick up the phone, also probably better than AI. But now it's like, we're in slot three. It's like, okay, leave a voicemail, potentially never hear back. Don't pick up the phone. Some new person who's not comfortable on the phone picks up, or AI picks up. Or AI immediately texts them back, then to me, that's where you start to really find value.
Yeah. It's like capturing as much as you can without it falling off. You know what I mean? And so looking into, 2025, even 2026, what would you say, like, with LeadTruffle or obviously in AI, what are some of those kind of upcoming AI initiatives that you have in place? And where do you feel like the AI is playing the biggest role in your operations next?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, in terms of the world, I think there's a lot coming with AI. I think there's a lot of physical world components that still need figuring out, like humanoid robots and the ability. Like, it would be great to have a robot do my laundry.
Yeah, I hope that. I'm all for that.
Yeah, I hope that's coming at some point.
Yes, please. I will buy that. I'll buy that Tesla robot or what's the other ones, that the robotics that's fleeing my mind.
There's a couple out there.
There's a few.
I think all those are going to be like really world changing, and it's kind of scary, but excited to see what happens. Yeah. And then just from a business standpoint for us, like my co-founder, Aaron, is a great developer. Without AI, he was a great developer, but I've worked at many different software companies. And I would say the biggest difference now with AI from a product standpoint is how fast he's able to ship solid products. What used to be like a month or two, like he'll sometimes knock out complete features in a day. And I'm like, how'd you do that? He's like, I mean, I would never be able to do this, but I have Cursor and it can autocomplete for me. So for us, like every set on Webflow, and Aaron's like, oh, I think I can clone this and ship it in Astro, which is a little outside my knowledge, but I think it's a type of framework for websites. And now we just have like essentially a free website that's like the exact clone of the Webflow one using AI and costs us nothing. So in terms of the product standpoint, the AI has just been like, we wouldn't have this complete of a product at this point without it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I appreciate you making the time today, Brian. It's definitely been impactful. I know our listeners are probably listening in and loving the conversation here. For those who are maybe interested to learn a little bit more about you, Brian, or even about Lead Truffle, where can they go and what should they do?
Yeah. So I'd say first and foremost, you can go to our website, leadtruffle.com. Check us out there. We have a bunch of information, demos. If you're a local business owner, or you're just an AI enthusiast and want to learn more, that's probably the best place, leadtruffle.com. And then I'm most active on LinkedIn and Twitter at Brian Shankman, Brian with a Y, on both of those sites.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Brian. Man, it was a pleasure to have you on today. And remember, those who are listening in, if you're looking to implement AI and into your business today, man, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that the AI will cause just isn't worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Again, that's gpt-trainer.com to schedule your consultation. Signing off for now, have a wonderful rest of your day and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of AI Chronicles.